Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. Today, we'll be talking about one of the best surprises that can happen to anyone, receiving unexpected money. I've been asked the same question recently by two different people. I have extra money. What should I do with it? And I thought it would be worth discussing. Whether it's a bonus at work, a tax refund, or a surprise inheritance, unexpected money can make a difference in your financial situation. But the question is, what should you do with it?
It is more likely a question of what you should do with it versus what you want to do with it. A new TV, new wardrobe, fancy dinner is likely the first things that come to mind. But this is a real opportunity to help yourself financially and likely also relieve some current or future financial stress. And receiving money isn't as simple as it seems. As Shane mentioned, a tax refund sounds great, and many people see this as extra money, but in reality, it's just the government giving you back your own money without interest, which is a topic for another day. The point here, it's best to have a plan, because if you don't, you're likely just going to dwindle away this newfound money.
So one of the first things you might want to consider when receiving unexpected money is building an emergency fund. We have talked about this a million times, so just do it. Get the money, get it somewhere safe, but also where it's earning interest. After an emergency fund is locked in and making money, another great option is paying down debt. We've talked about debt being a positive thing in some situations, but not all situations. This could include credit card debt, student loans, or car loans. Interest rates on all of these are likely high, and using this money to decrease the debt and interest payment will help your financial future. In a lot of cases, paying down debt can also relieve stress as well.
Another option to consider is to save for something important, such as a child's college. 529 plans are a great option for saving for college and now can be used for elementary and high school as well. Along with the 529 plan, many states also have other options to consider. It should be noted that with the Secure Act 2.0, that unused dollars in 529 plans can eventually be converted into a Roth IRA once certain criteria are met. So this is a tool to consider for a broad array of application if you have children.
One of the unexpected ways of getting money is an inheritance, and some of the time this inheritance comes from life insurance proceeds. Depending on your situation, using some of the extra cash to buy life insurance could make sense. You receive this money because someone thought ahead and invested in life insurance. Maybe it is a good idea to protect your loved ones as well.
The next two are some opportunities that having some extra money may allow you to take advantage of. First, maybe you've been considering going back to school to further your education or advance your career. Receiving unexpected money could be the perfect opportunity to make that dream a reality. Investing in yourself through education can open new opportunities and potentially increase your earning potential in the long run.
And lastly, if you've been dreaming of starting your own business, unexpected money could be the perfect way to get started. Whether it's buying some extra time to focus on the business, setting up a website, or covering initial expenses, having a financial cushion can make the process of starting a business much smoother and hopefully less stressful. So to recap today's episode, receiving unexpected money is a great opportunity to improve your financial situation and work towards your goals. We went over some of the options you have, but the key is to carefully consider your options and make the best decision for your unique situation. This could also be a good time to seek the help of a financial advisor. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.